We've just witnessed a really entertaining fight, and from a UK perspective, I guess that's a microcosm of how many Khan's career to date.
Yes, it was what I think a lot of people feared would happen. I know when we talked earlier in the week, I said I thought that Amir Khan had a great shot in this fight, but it would all depend on what happened when he got clipped. And, man, he got clipped. He got hit a beauty. That was really one of the most sensational one-punch KOs that I think I've ever seen. I thought that up to that point, Amir Khan was fighting a very, very good and a very inspiring fight. Really thought it was really an interesting fight, and he was doing well. But, man, what a shot.
We might be biased with UK eyes, but I certainly had Amir Khan winning the first four rounds. You could give an argument for giving Canelo the fifth, but Amir Khan seemed to be giving Canelo problems early on. He was having trouble tracking him down and landing.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know how most of the people at ringside scored it. I did have Amir Khan, you know, ahead in the fight up till that point. I thought, again, when we talked earlier in the week, we said, you know, he'd have to fight close to a perfect fight. And, you know, within the geometry of the ring, he was doing very well. He wasn't getting on the ropes. He was keeping the fight in the center of the ring. He was flurrying, kind of those eye-catching flurries. I mentioned to someone I was sitting with that it looked to me that he was trying to do a little bit of what Ray Leonard did to Marvin Hagler, those eye-catching flurries to win rounds, you know. And I thought he was, and I was watching his face as he was going back to the corner each round, and Amir, to me, seemed to have a very confident look on his face. So I think, you know, obviously it came as a great shock to him, but I think he was doing what he wanted to do until the critical moment.
Virgil Hunter's training has been attributed with certainly tightening up Amir's defense over the last couple of years, but the shot that Canelo caught him with was a classic shot. But again, Amir's lead hand was down by his waist, as he tends to when he's in confident mood.
Yeah, and that's what I think everybody's forgetting a little bit about. You're exactly right. His left hand was low. It was in no position that someone that has fought as much and has as much experience and is a master boxer like Amir Khan, you know, he should have not been in that position. But credit Canelo for taking advantage of it and, you know, lunging out with that right hand that felled him.
And Canelo's demonstrated that even if you're losing rounds, if you've got a concussive punch, it only takes one to turn everything around.
That's it, yeah. And, you know, he's a good puncher, Canelo. He's not the puncher Golovkin is, although I don't know that Golovkin ever has landed anything quite that spectacular. But I hope that they get, you know, I hope that they can come together and make the fight. I think they should make the fight. I think they should make it at 160. I don't think anybody wants to hear about catch weights in that fight like that. If you're the middleweight champ, then be the middleweight champ. Fight at 160, and let's see what happens. I hope they make it, though. It'll be a spectacular night.
Well, they were both in the ring after the bout, and it looks like from a boxer's perspective, they're keen to get it on.
Yeah, and you know, I was glad to see Canelo take that attitude. I hope it wasn't just talk. He seemed genuinely angry, because I think a lot of people have been getting on him a little bit about Golovkin and hinting that he's, you know, that he's not, well, let's see, that he's maybe trying to avoid it a little bit, at least until later on. And so I think he's been feeling that heat a little bit. Maybe the pressure will tell, or already has told on him, and they'll make the fight. I'd love to see him make the fight for September. I'd love to see him make it, if possible, at Cowboys Stadium in Dallas. I'd love to see 90 or 100,000 fans at the...
The big question is, who's the best boxer right now, Golovkin or Canelo? And as you've just said, Rich, there's only one way to find out.
That's right. Let's get it on. And I would favor Canelo in the fight. I mean, excuse me, I would favor Golovkin in the fight. I favor Triple G. He's my number one pound for pound in the world. But, you know, Canelo would not be blown out of there by any means. I mean, he'd be in the fight, and it'd be good and interesting. It'd be a great night. It'd be a great spectacle for boxing. I hope it happens.
And finally, Amir showed glimpses tonight of what he's capable for, but it's going to be a tough ask for him to bounce back. But if he wants to make his mark on the sport, I guess that's something he needs to do.
Yeah, and he needs to drop down to a reasonable weight for him, and he'll be competitive with those guys without question, and he can beat a lot of the top guys at 147.